Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily word from God's heart brought by Pastor Preeji. As you receive the word, open your soul to be encountered by Him.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this amazing day. Today, we have to learn how to walk like Jesus, how to talk like Jesus, how to respond like Jesus, and we have to understand the dynamics of our relationships from the eyes of God. See, the Lord is the one who created relationships. He is the one who said that it is not good for man to be alone. He is the one who puts the lonely into families. He is the one who gives us neighbors, good and bad alike. He is the one who makes sure that we have people we can fellowship with, people that we can be challenged by, people that we can learn from, and people that we can stay away from. He is the one who makes sure that we enjoy our relationships. And that is why loving our neighbors is such an important commandment in Scripture. Let me talk to you about one of the neighbors of the nation of Israel. They were not just neighbors, they were relatives, distant cousins of the nation of Israel. And God is speaking to them in Ezekiel chapter 35 and verse 5. He says, "Your eternal hatred for the people of Israel led you to butcher them when they were helpless. When I have already punished them for all their sins, you still didn't stop. You continued to hurt them. You continued to butcher them." God is in fact speaking to the nation of Edom. Edom is the descendants of Esau, whereas Israel is the descendants of Jacob. And God is speaking to the descendants of Esau, saying, "Your eternal hatred for the descendants of Jacob, it led you to butcher them even when they were helpless. Once upon a time, they were twins. Once upon a time, they struggled in the womb of Rebekah. Once upon a time, they fought for their birthright. Once upon a time, they fought and they tried to outrun each other in their pursuit of their father's blessing. And now the Bible says they had an eternal hatred. And this eternal hatred made them be bad to each other. This eternal hatred led Edom to butcher their neighbors." Let me ask you this question. What are those frustrations that you have in your heart from 10 years back, 20 years back, from your childhood days that is still poisoning your relationships? It's necessary that we identify those root issues in our heart, in our mind, in our emotions. Some of them could be because you were mistreated. Edom, the father of Edom, Esau, he was mistreated. He was overlooked. He was neglected. He was ignored. And that is normally going to bring frustration. It's going to bring bitterness. And if we don't handle that bitterness at its root stage, at its base stage, right when it is still in our hearts, if we don't take care of that hatred that we have right when it begins to bud in our head, then that hatred will eventually make us butcher helpless people. Can you imagine? God is looking at this nation and He's declaring judgment upon this nation, and He's punishing the nation. He's telling them how He's going to pour out His anger and wrath against this nation because they butchered helpless people. This morning, I'm addressing your spirit in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking for every undealt emotions, every hidden frustrations, hidden bitterness to be exposed and revealed. If there is a hatred which is eternal, which is not going away with the passing of time, which is not fading away, no matter how many times you have prayed or fasted or sought counseling or gone for deliverance meetings. The Lord is speaking to the root cause issues, and He is uprooting those hatreds right now in Jesus' name. Because the fruit of this eternal hatred is that eventually it will not just be hatred, it will become actions that is going to destroy generations, that is going to hurt helpless people, that is going to inflict and invite God's judgment upon yourself. I'm speaking for your benefit today. One of the reasons it's so hard to let go of that hatred is because we cannot see our enemies being more blessed than us. That was the issue that Edom had. They saw how God favored Israel. They saw how God blessed them up, elevated them, promoted them, set them on a high place. And that is a natural and a normal place for any human being to be in, where they feel envious, jealous, upset, sad even. But today the Lord is calling us to forgive and let go and bless the ones that God is blessing and just stand with them. Your blessing, dear Edom, is in the fact that you have the privilege of being the hand of God over Israel's life. When you bless them instead of hurting them, when you provide for them instead of cursing them, when you become comfort in their times of need, you are being the hand and the feet of God. The Lord has not called us to be replicas of the enemy's work in others' lives. The enemy is already doing the job of killing, stealing, and destroying. The Lord doesn't want us to do the same even in our attitude, our character, our words. No, the Lord wants us to be replicas of His heart, His attitude, and His love for other people in each and every one of our relationships. Today, the Lord is releasing you from that eternal hatred. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your fire is melting away hatred that has lasted for generations. The hatred may be towards somebody that has even passed away, but we release that hatred so that we can be free in all of our relationships, so that we don't butcher our own marriages, that we don't destroy our own relationships with our children today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. As God has spoken to you through this word, share this podcast and encourage someone's spirit. Reach out to us at pastorpreji.com. May this word guide your day.